Oh, I love the power of God, don't you? Thank God for God. Pastor said it earlier about the presence of God in your home. You know, we come to church and we expect the presence of God and we stir up the presence of God, but sometimes we neglect our home. And we really don't expect the presence of God there, and we certainly don't expect the presence of God in our children. But let me tell you what happened years ago. I believe the scripture that says, teach your children. It says, teach your children, train your children, and discipline your children. Those three things are said in the scripture. We took those commands very seriously when our children were little, and we had family devotions. Now, nobody speaks of family devotions anymore, but there's power in the Word of Heaven. Amen. When I first started teaching, somebody said you have to pray in the Spirit an hour before you teach. That worked for them, and so I thought, well, they had a real fine reputation, and so I thought, I'll do that, and I just about came to collapse. I thought, wow, by the time I prayed an hour, I was no good for teaching. I'm just telling you, it was over. Well, I found out that didn't work for me. I had to find out what worked for me. And I can sit and read the Word. See, the Word is quick and alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. It has power. We don't use the word quick anymore, but if you cut your fingernail, you cut it down below the quick. It's the only way I know that you'd recognize that word. It means you realize there's living tissue there. One lady told me, she's a new Christian, she says, you're not going to believe this. And I said, well, I might. I am a believer. She said, but when she opened her Bible, the words stood up like they had dimensions. Well, I don't have any problem with that, because I know God was trying to demonstrate to her that the Word is alive. This is not a book. It's thus saith the Lord. And if I faced Almighty God today and I said, God, I don't know what to do about my finances, He said, Becky, if you'd give, it'd be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken again, and run over. Because God's not a man that He should lie, and He doesn't ever change. He's saying the same thing today He said yesterday when He talked about your home. He talked about your goal as a husband and wife and your goal with your children. He said you should have heaven upon earth, a touch of heaven on earth. And I love that. I especially like it when it happens. Well, we were training our children. We were having family devotions at the dinner table after supper, which we did for a good number of years. Don't leave the training of your children to the church. I believe in what the church is doing. I believe it with every fiber of my being. We were overseas the first 2 years. I came home and wept because there was nothing being done with the children. I even consulted people around who had children's ministry and said, what can we do? What can we do? I was just about overwhelmed because the children were running cars up and down the aisles and throwing paper airplanes. And when they took them out after the praise service, I asked someone in authority what happened to the children, how many they were, what kind of lessons they had, and nobody seemed to know anything. And I knew just by their response it wasn't anything to know. And my heart was broken. And I came home and I said, what do we do? What do we do? Well, as time passed and we pressed in prayer, see, God believes in the ministry of children. He believes in heaven in your home. Heaven in your home affects your wife. It affects the husband. It affects the children. It affects everybody. In passage of time, I was sitting in my seat and an usher came to me, several years later, and said, there's a lady in the back wants to see you. And I went back and she was from the country we had visited. And she just wanted to say hello. She remembered me from having been there several times. And I said hello, and she said that she just accepted the responsible post there of children's minister. I was leaping up and down. I said, thank you. See the power of heaven, Almighty God. Said, here's what you can do. I'll bring her to you. And so I ushered her over to the Kids Dome building where they happened to be laying hands on the children. And so when they finished with the children, I called the lady in charge, and she laid hands on her, ministered her at length. And then, as God would have it, see, God believes in families. He believes in heaven. If you don't have heaven, God wants you to have it. And here's the secret of the power of heaven and the Word of living God. He'll tell you how to get it. You don't have to stumble around the dark and wonder, where is it? Where is it? You know, I told you, we lost Wayne's car keys 3 weeks later. We're still hunting them. Don't have a clue. Went to the car place to make a new keys, over $100. I went like, wow. So we're still sharing a key. I'd have to think about it. I don't know if I want another $100 car key or not. Let me think a minute. See, God knows what you need. He knows what your children need. He knows how to bring heaven to your home. And by the power of His Spirit and the Word of the living God, He's going to get it to you. But you have to desire it. Well, in months later, we got a call from overseas.